We're on Mem, Zion, Ahmed, and Baze. We're starting from about 8 lines up or so. Umaxike, no, Mishurobu, sorry, Iron. When there became many stingy people, right? The Turfi Teref, and the Turf means to like snatch the Teref. Yeah, I mean, snatching. So basically stealing. Robu, Ma'amtiale, there became many. Hard of heart, the koivtsi yadayim, and the people who sprung shut their hands, milahal boys from lending, they didn't lend people. But avru al marsha kos of the Torah, and they transgressed what was written in the Torah. It says, "Ishama l'chor pen," which is talking about when Shemitah comes, that people are not going to want to lend people. So people stopped were not lending when it was close to Shemitah. Now, mishurabu nitzios. All right, so this is a shift over here. This is talking about the women now. Mishurabu nitzios goron. When the people were, the women were lifting up their throats, meaning they were sticking their heads up high. Yeah, this is, yeah. The mishakros enai. Mishakros means winking. And they were winking, right? One place in, I think, in this Gemara in Shabbos, I think they were, these were married women. Yeah. Rabu maimamorim, right? They became more maim hamorim, right? So basically, this led to Znus, or at least to jealous husbands, when she starts every day, when she walks past this point, she starts winking at the specific guy. Yeah, Ella Shaposu, but they stopped because, as we said, right? Now, another thing, Mishurablu Mikabli Matonos. When people started accepting gifts, I don't know if this, who, this is a general thing, but Nismatu Yomim, it came out from that. Nismatu, they were lessened the days, meaning there weren't as many, meaning people didn't live as long. Viniskotsu And they became shorter the years. Why? Because we got a passage that says, "Soine matanos yichya," the person who hates gifts will live. Sometimes, if you take a lot, it's bad because you become subservient to people, and it seems also in a could also affect your lifespan. Now, Mishu Robert zuchuchi halev. So the zuchuchi halev is basically the people. Let's look at Rashi over here. It's on the left column. 5 lines up. Zuchuchi halev. She'ain matin, they're not inclining es oznom their ears. Lishmoy yofa. To hear well, mipi rabom, from the mouth of their teacher. But soimchim bin osom. This is the rely upon their own understanding. Lishmoy and they can figure it out themselves. We don't need to listen to the Rebbe. Yeah. The enlightenment, yes. Right, Robu Machlokes Bisrael, but this came because if everyone's got their, this is my how I see it, and the other person, this is how I see it. So that it led to Machlokes is because people was there wasn't the Masorah anymore, right? Mishurabu, so this is, we're going to actually name and blame. Mishurabu Talmidei Shammai, when there became many Talmidei of Shammai beHillel, Shelo Shimshum Kol Tzorchon, they didn't serve, they didn't mshamish their Rebbeim, meaning Hillel and Shammai, Kol Sorcham, as much as was needed, that led to Rabu Machlokes Bisrael. It became greater than Machlokes Yisrael. And what happened? Manasseh, and it was made the Torah, Kishtei Torah, it's like two Torahs. There was two, you know, there was the camp of Beis Shammai, and there was the camp of Beis Hillel, and there was a lot of Machlokes over there, as we saw in Beitzah. Right, so in Beitza, remember there was a lot of tension over there in the Beitza Mikdash, being korbanos and stuff. There was machlokas over there. Now, new point: Mishurabu Mikabli Tzedakah. Right, in the same vein, but when people were taking stock, I mean the Jews, min over the kochavim from the non-Jews, yeah, which is not good because we're supposed to be on the top. We're not supposed to be subservient. We're not supposed to need the goyim. Yeah, how Yisrael Mala. So this is Lashon Sogi Nahar. Meaning, really, Yisrael was Lamala, but means really, we were Lamata. Yeah? Behaim Lamata, and they were Lamata. Right? And also, Yisrael Lifnim, Yisrael was at the front, means we're really at the back. Yeah? Behaim Lachor, and they were at the back, meaning we were at the back. Now, back to the Mishnah. Mishmeis Yosi Ben Yoezer. When Yosi Ben Yoezer and when they died, yeah? That we said was bottle eshkolos, right? So my Eschgolos. What is the Eschgolos? We title these people as the Eschgolos. So I'm a Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. So it says the Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. So now this is one of the is an Otrikon. If you look at the letters over here, Eshkolos, Aleph of Ish, and the Shin of Ish, right? And Shakol means the Chof and the Lamed, right? Bo, Eshkol, right? You see, there's an Eshkol over there. The Aleph, the Shin, and the Chof and the Lamed. But so what does Eshkol mean? Is a way is Ish Shakol Bo, right? So let's look at Rashi. Isha Kolbo, right? Two lines from the bottom of the left-hand column. Shakolbo, Torah, b'amitaso, Torah in its true sense. You have ein doifi shichra. There's no doifi. It's supposed to, it doesn't. It's not perverted. Yeah, and shichra. Don't people don't forget the machlokas. There's no machlokas. We said Rashi said on the Mishnah that was when the first machlokas came into a Klal Yisrael, right? After that was because when they started arguing about with regards to the smicha, that's when it started going downhill. Now back to the Mishnah, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was heavier hodayas amaisa. He got rid of the hodayas amaisa. That's what they used to go to the Beis Hamikdash, and they used to say that I gave all of my trumas and maaseros, right, like you can commanded me to. So he stopped doing that. My timer. What is the reason that he stopped doing that? Because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, explains the fee because she'ain, that they're not, noisnin, they're not giving it, oisoi, kitukunoi, like it's supposed to be given. Right? Meaning they are giving it, but they're not giving it like they should give it. And we're going to explain why. Derachmona, Dalit's prefix, that the Torah says, Omar, do Yahavi, Dalet is a prefix. Yahavi means that they should give the Levim. They should give to the Levim. The Anan, and we, Ko Yahavinon, we're giving it Lekoanim. Right? We're giving the Maaser Rishon, which is supposed to go to the Levim, to the Kohanim. So this was a kenas that Ezra made when he came back in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. I think it was the reason was because the Kohanim didn't come. Yeah, from Babel. To return to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave a kenas, and he gave the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim. So no, so the Kohanim must have been. It must have been the other way around. Yeah, it must be the Levim didn't come back, right? What's that? Ka is just emphasis, okay. But they should instead. Sorry, just say
it.
Yes. Well, so let's see. No. Yeah, right. We're specifically talking about the Hodiah, right. The declaration. They didn't do the declaration, right? Okay, maybe you only had to do it in a okay. Velodi. So this Velodi over here means like it's with a lamet. Let them like admit, let them declare. Aleph is a prefix. Sha maestros on the rest of the maestros. Fine. So you're not doing maaser rishon like it should be. So fine. So do the declaration, do the other things. Yeah. So answers the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish. Kol bayis any house she'ain that it's not misvader to let's say declare. You know, admit, yeah. Al Maaser Rishon, yeah. So Rashi points out because Maaser Rishon is the first thing that's mentioned, right? So basically, if you can't start and say, well, you know, I gave all of my Maaser Rishon to the Levi as I should have, if you can't say that, shuv further ain misvada. You don't. You're not going to misvada, admit or declare Al Shah Maestros or the rest of the Maestros. So therefore, he just right. The mitzvah is either you do all or nothing. So therefore, he got rid of it. Now, my timer. What is the reason? Oh, so I told you this before, yeah. Amar Abaye says Abaye, hoil since uposach bo means it's started right when you do pesicha, you start with it. Akos of the Torah tachila, right first with my submission. No. Okay, that's that. So we just said that the reason why that Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped them saying the declaration of Vidui Maisros is because true they were giving, but they weren't giving it like the in the prescribed way by the Torah. So it speaks out the Gemara. Michlal, we can infer from this, to Afrushi, that they were separating. Havo Mefarshi, right? They were separating, meaning, okay, everyone was doing what they're supposed to do. They were just, they were, there was a, because Ezra made this kenas, this, and that you should give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen instead of the Levim, so then we didn't say it. Oh, Baha, but we got a source in the Brayse that's going to say this is not the reason. Basically, they weren't taking, right? Baha, Tanya, we got a Brayse. Afhu, so this Afhu means also Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol. Bitel Eser Vidui is Mavatal the Vidui, which we just mentioned. And also, the Gaza al Damai. And he made a Gezerah that people should take Damai. What's Damai? That means when you take from an Ama Aret, you buy from an Ama Aret. So you're not so sure if he did everything what like he was supposed to do. So you would have to take it like a second tithe from the produce that you bought from an Ama Aret. So it's going to be explained. You'll see. Yeah. Right. Lefi, because Shosholach, that he sent, b'chol gvul Yisrael, amongst all the boundaries of Yisrael, v'ra'ah, and I suppose he spent emissaries, right? V'ra'ah, and he saw through the eyes of his shlichim, she'ein, that they're not mafrishin, they're only mafrishin, ella, truma gedolah, bilvad. They only took truma gedolah. Truma gedolah is a small part you take first and you give to the Kohen, right? They took truma gedolah, but they didn't take everything else. I gave it to the Kohen, that's enough. Okay. With verses, right? A Maaser Rishon, a Maaser Sheni, with regards to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, Miktason Maaserin, some people took, right? Part of the people took, a Miktason Ein Maaserin, right? And a person people weren't taking. So you see over here that people weren't doing taking Trumas and Maaserus. We just said everyone took Trumas and Maaserus in his times of the Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yeah, but they would take it. Right. Some that's yes. Yes. Not all of them. Okay. Amalehem, so he said to them, this is right. Bonai, my sons, Bo'u, come. V'oimalachem, and I will say to you, Kashem, just like, because now he's working with what they do. Yeah. So he knows that everyone took Truma Gedolah. Okay. So why did they take Truma Gedolah? So he said like this: Truma Gedolah, if a person eats Truma Gedolah, he's Chayav Misa, B'dei Shamayim. Okay? So he thinks, oh, you know, these guys are scared of dying Misa B'dei Shamayim. So he says like this: Kashem Truma Gedolah, just like Truma Gedolah, Yesh Bar, that there is in it, if a person would eat it, Avoin Misa, right? The it's a sin that requires death B'dei Shamayim. Kach, so too, Trumas Maisa. The Trumas Maisa, right? So, what's Trumas Maisa? Trumas Maisa is that if once you give to the Levi, you give him his Maisa Rishon. So then the Levi takes from his Maisa Rishon, he gives it to Trumas Maisa, and he gives it to the Kohen. And also Tevel. Tevel means produce that hasn't had Trumas Maisa taken. It's like mixed up with different factors in it. Yesh Behen Avon Misa. So too, there's an Avon Misa for these as well. So he's saying, you're taking Truma Gedolah because you're scared of Misa B'dei Shamayim, but so too, these things that you're not taking is also going to require, also the punishment is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Okay, so I suppose they didn't listen to him. So what did he do? Omad, he stood up, v'hiskin, he made a tekana, lohem, to them. This means to the people who listen to tekanas, meaning the Talmid Chachamim, halukeach, the what a Talmid Chacham who buys peiros, fruits, Me'ama oretz, right? That. Okay, mafri, she should separate from it, right? So, Truma Gedolah is not an issue, right? Because we know the Ama Aretz take from the right Truma Gedolah. So, he takes Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Okay, now we explain that, okay? So, he took Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. So, now Maaser Rishon, once he's, this Maaser Rishon that he had already taken, mafrish mimena, he separates from it Trumas Maaser. He takes from the Trumas Maaser, benoisna lekohen, and gives it to the Kohen for free. Okay, Maaser Sheni, if it would be a year, that would be Maaser Sheni. He would have to take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay, a Maaser Rishon. So sometimes it was my, some years were different, right? Some years was Maaser Rishon, and sometimes it was Maaser Sheni. So if it would be my, no, I jumped. Yes, I know. Yeah, I know that. I missed there. Yeah, I just preempted the Gemara next section. Right, Maaser Rishon, a Maaser Oni. So Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Right, this way it brings Maaser Oni. In the years that he took Maaser Oni, Hamoitzi Mechavero, we apply the halachic principle. The Hamoitzi, to take out Mechavero, means the one who wants to take something from his friend, Olav HaRaya, he has to prove, yeah, that basically he there was no tie to separate from this. So, meaning, because like this, the when the chover, the Talmud Chacham gets from the Amah Oretz, right? We said Mitzvah took Maaser, Mitzvah are not. Right, so to be machmir, you have to take the maaseros, but it could be that they were taken. So since they were, it could be they were taken. So a lady can't say to him, "Hey, give me my maaser," because maybe it was taken. Okay, now end of quote, end of brisa. So we see over here that but some people were not taken tribus of maaseros. So it's a kasha. So answers the Gemara, tarti tikain. No, it was actually it was tarti tikain. Right, which like this. Bittel vidui de chaverim. He was mevatel the vidui of chaverim, meaning all the Talmidei Chachamim were giving. So he said, Talmidei Chachamim, that from their own produce, you can't do vidui maestros because you're not doing it like you should. And the gozer ala demai shel ame oretz. And he made a gezeira on the demai of the ame oretz. Right, so if you go back to the beginning of the Brisa, which we started, yeah, well, it's six lines down or so, right? It says, Ha Tanya, Afu Bitteles a Vidui, right? He got rid of the Vidui, yeah, Ugoza ala Demai, and he made a Gezeira on the Demai, and we think we're explaining, and then we said, because people weren't taking Trumas and Maestros. So we assume that the people weren't taking Trumas and Maestros was also going on the first bit that was mentioned in the Brisa. On Bittel Es HaVidui. But we're saying that's not true. We didn't understand the Brisa correctly. Really, the Brisa is saying that he was Mevatel Es HaVidui, period. Because people weren't taking it, weren't giving it like they should, but all the Talmidei Chachamim were actually taking it, but they weren't giving it like it should. And with regards to Demai, he also made a Tekonet to Demai because the Amarotzim, yeah, they weren't actually separating.